If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
11 texting behaviors that show a person is lying to you. People think that it's much easier to get away with telling lies while texting. The liar doesn't have to look you in the eye, and you don't see their facial expression, fear, or confusion. They also don't have to respond quickly, so they can thoroughly plan their deceptive response. And even though all of these advantages are true, it's still possible to spot a liar through a text message. Number 11. Long sentences. A liar subconsciously tries to hide their lies between the lines. Research by Cornell University proved that a false sentence is usually longer than a true one. When the subjects of the study had to tell lies, their sentences were one word longer on average. So, when texting with someone, keep in mind that people usually try to keep it short because they want to get their idea across as fast as possible. That's why we have a whole slew of abbreviations used in texting lingo. But if you notice that someone is using unusually long sentences when they normally don't, it might be a sign of lies. Number 10. Tricky wording. No, it's not about the Master Yoda word order style. This one is mostly about word choice. Liars tend to use words that express probability or insecurity to avoid talking directly and decisively. The Cornell research mentioned earlier also showed that women who had to tell lies used words such as probably, maybe, try, and some others of the same nature, more often than usual. The idea here is that women try to make their sentences less direct, so that if they're accused of lying later, they'll have a defense of, "I said, maybe." What's interesting is that the scientists didn't notice any difference in the word choice that men used in these situations. So if you're a woman and you suspect your husband of something, don't pay attention to the wording of his texts. Number 9. Repeating information. Have you ever heard the saying, "Repeat a lie 1,000 times and it becomes the truth"? This is the exact method that liars like to use. They'll repeat lies over and over and over again until you believe them. Like we said before, people try to be as brief as possible in their texts. So if you notice that someone is repeating the same thing again and again, they may be doing it to convince you of something that isn't true. Another reason for repeating information could be to give the impression of a long explanation that looks like it has a lot of information and arguments proving their point or explaining their situation. It's all really there to confuse you. Stay attentive and don't let anyone cheat you with long-winded stories. Read between the lines. Number 8. A delayed response. If someone doesn't respond to your text for a long time, who knows what's going on? Maybe they're busy or didn't see the text. Or they could be trying to come up with a lie. So if you ask someone a simple question and it takes them forever to answer it, even though moments before they were going back and forth with you just fine, you might have a liar on your hands. Next time, you can go with a simple, "What took you so long?" and see what their response will be and how long it takes them to send it. Number 7. Long typing. If you're texting a person who you know can type quickly, then taking a long time to type a short answer is pretty suspicious. What they actually might be doing is correcting their original message to make it look more convincing or to see if their story lines up, but in the end, deciding not to send it at all. You see, making up lies requires hard work. It's much harder to tell lies than it is the truth. And texting makes things even worse because in this situation, a liar has a chance to edit the text and perfect their lie. So if you see that little note, "so-and-so is typing," stays on the screen for a few minutes, but after that you get a short answer like, "No, I didn't," then your inner lie detector should be going off. Number 6. No answer at all. Concealment is a type of lie. In the texting world, it's way easier to skip the answer entirely. Can you imagine a situation in real life when you ask someone a question, making sure that they heard you loud and clear, and they simply don't respond? In texting, it happens all the time. A person can try to change the topic of the conversation or just go offline, pretending to be busy or lose their signal. Their train of thought is, "I'll buy some time now," and then she'll forget what she'd asked. The problem for the liar here is that you can see all the messages you've sent. Unless it's Snapchat, these messages aren't going anywhere. So please, don't forget to ask the question again later. It'll be a lot of fun catching them in a lie. Number 5. Calling to conscience. People are very vulnerable beings, and liars love taking advantage of this. Some liars try to make you feel guilty for even asking a question. You see, if you accuse someone of something they didn't do, they don't get defensive because they know that they've got nothing to hide. So, they just answer the question directly with a free conscience. However, liars need time to think what to do, and to throw attention off themselves, they'll accuse you back. If they succeed, you'll stop asking the question and even feel bad for asking it in the first place. Don't fall for this, and don't let them change the topic. Number 4. Finger pointing. This is just another way of playing on someone's emotions. In this case, a liar tries to take control of the situation. They start probing you with questions and pointing the finger at you until you feel like you have to defend yourself. For example, you ask someone if they deleted some of your pictures. Let's assume they did. The liar will answer with something like, "Why did you think it was me? You always blame me for everything." The liar hopes that you start arguing with the last sentence and forget about your first question. You'll then say something like, "No, I don't always do that. Sorry if I made you think that way." If you do it like this, you've already lost the battle. What you should do is repeat your original question and ask the person to give you a direct answer. No ifs, ends, or buts about it. Number 3. Out of options. To stay on the safe side, a liar might test your possible reaction first. What if you get mad if they tell you the truth? Or maybe you don't care and they're safe to confess. That's why liars often say something like, "What if I said yes?" In most situations, you can be sure that you've got your answer. The truth is most likely what the liar is presenting as a hypothetical answer. Number 2. Playing possum. This is one of the most popular tricks, and again, it's used to buy some time. They say something like, "Do you need the answer now?" They hope that you'll be too polite to push, that you'll give them some time to think. We recommend that you drive the point in and simply say, "Yes, I need the answer right now." Number 1. Complaining. Some deceivers also use it to talk their way out of an unpleasant conversation. Of course, you're not going to bully them if they're sick, right? Wrong. If they tell you that they have a headache and that's why they can't talk right now, this is just bogus. Show no mercy and keep on asking the question you want the true answer to. Say something like, "Look, just answer my question and then you can get some rest. It'll just take a second and then you'll have all the time in the world to get better." This is a polite and assertive way to elicit an answer.